Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports covers the Brewers, covers the Bucks. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Joined us all year long on Mondays and Fridays to talk Brewers baseball. What's going on, Mr. Wagner?
I'm making your sponsors happy, Sparky. I'm currently crushing a bag of Wendy's burgers.
Oh, man, they're so good, man. Hey, the new caramel frosty is really good. That new mushroom bacon cheeseburger, whatever it is amazing as well. Charlie and I had that a couple weeks ago. So good.
I've got one of those in the bag. That's like the dessert burger.
Yeah. The monster cheese on there. Good stuff. All right, Mr. Wagner, your thoughts. Devin Williams, no longer a Brewer. Last year of his deal, he goes to the Yankees. Nestor Cortez, last year of his deal, big left-handed starter, sub-4 ERA. He heads back to the Brewers, and they get this 5'6" utility-type player in Caleb Durbin, who was at AAA last year with 10 home runs, was the best player in the Arizona Fall League, by all indications, with the award he got at the end of the Arizona Fall League. Your thoughts on how they did?
I mean, that's a pretty damn good trade, if you step back and look at it. We just got off a Zoom call with Matt Arnold, and the question I asked him was, you know, everyone's going to look at this on the surface, say, oh, small market Brewers trading away another superstar because they don't want to pay him. Okay, fine. But this was more of a situation of they were able to trade him rather than they needed to trade him.
Right.
Obviously, yeah, you know, you probably weren't going to re-sign him, and you didn't want to trade him in the middle of the season, so now was the time to do it. Okay, I get that part of it. But the fact that they have been so ridiculously spoiled with their bullpen in general, especially closers, you know, this entire David Stearns, Matt Arnold era, you had Hader, you deal him, you go right over to Devin, Devin is locked down, Devin gets hurt, you go right into basically Trevor McGill, he's locked down, Devin comes back, and up until that pitch to Alonso was lights out. They've been so spoiled at it. So they were able to do this without feeling pressure, and I think because of that, they were able to get a really good deal out of it. Because on the surface, if they would have done that deal straight up for that infielder, and I can't remember his name right now, is it Williams? No. Remind me, Sparky.
From the Yankees?
The kid they just got.
Caleb Durbin.
Durbin, not Cortez, Durbin.
No, Caleb.
If they would have just traded Williams for Durbin, that's a decent deal. Like, that's the kind of deal you would expect at this point. But being able to come back and get starting pitcher who's pretty damn good, that can slot right in you know, one of the top spots of your rotation. Yeah, granted, he's only got a year left, too. And get the Yankees to pay for some of that.
Yep.
That goes to show that the Brewers weren't just going to deal this guy for the sake of dealing him. They knew what they had, and they played the market very well.
In that Matt Arnold Zoom that you were on, did he indicate one way or the other if they saw Durbin as a starting piece on that infield or as a utility piece?
He didn't really say specifically. What he did go into great depth was the excitement that Pat Murphy has expressed since this deal was announced. This guy is straight up a Pat Murphy kind of ball player, and you know his number one asset is his base running, and he's going to fit right in. So I think that's going to shake out. You know, he did said you probably don't want to, because Adam McKelvey asked flat out, like, have you decided yet what you're going to do at shortstop? And, you know, the thought was you really don't want to move a platinum glove winner to another position, even if he's played it a ton before. So, you know, if that's the case, maybe Ortiz moves back to shortstop, his natural position, and this kid gets a shot at playing third every day.
I completely disagree with. The what should be done here, because based on everything that I've read so far, his arm doesn't play in the left side of the infield, and his glove is average at best from everything I've seen. So to me, it makes way more sense that Durbin is the second baseman, and then shortstop is Terang. But that all changes, obviously, if they're able to get a power bat to play third. Because then at that point, Durbin essentially replaces Monasterio on this roster as the utility infielder. Yep. You upgrade that for sure. My thing is, what's left to move in order to get that guy? Because you don't have the money to go sign one.
Don't know. That's why there's still plenty of time between now and Pitchers and Catchers report. I mean, I assume that Matt Arnold is not sitting back in his office and pulling a Costanza and taking a nap under his desk between now and February. So I'm sure they have some sort of plan in the works. What that is, he hasn't divulged, but I don't think they're going to make any sweeping decisions on who's going to play where on December, whatever the hell this is.
Well, this is the 13th, Friday the 13th today. Friday the 13th. Okay, so because you were building a living room set, you said, so don't walk under any ladders or anything like that, Andrew.
Spectacular.
Yeah, just trying to help you out, because I know bad luck can kind of follow you around some of the times, like it does me. I have another one for you. So now this starting rotation, like you said, Cortez now goes to the front. Nestor Cortez, the newest Brewer from the Yankees in this Devin Williams trade. So now you have, at the front, Woodruff, Cortez, Peralta, Savali, Tobias Myers. That, if that's the five, if they don't trade any of these guys, if that's the five, now all of a sudden, Ashby can slot back into that bullpen. DL Hall can start the year at AAA and be that next starter ready to go, pitching every 5 days down in Nashville. That really provides you a ton of depth if there are injuries, and there's no pressure on Mizorowski to have to come up and pitch this year either at that point, unless it's going to be in the bullpen.
Yeah, they're going into the new year. In you never want to say, you know, a team is set in terms of pitching, but they're going in there with a good amount of options and some decent depth behind them. And I'm sure we're going to see more guys, you know, get signed. You know, the kind of guys that the Brewers love to sign, those, you know, guys that have kind of flamed out, sign them to a minor league deal, get them in the pitching lab, and turn them around. There's going to be a lot of those guys out there, and the Brewers are going to snatch up as many as they can because, as last year showed, you can never have too much pitching.
Nestor Cortez had an elbow issue on his left elbow, so his pitching elbow, at the end of last year. Where is he at with that?
I honestly couldn't tell you. From what we heard in the Zoom, everything checks out okay. So
he should be good.
Should be full go. Yeah, should be good.
This is the part I don't understand. From what I'm seeing on Twitter, McKelvey tweeted out that the dude was in Vegas, partying in Vegas for his birthday weekend, and woke up to his phone telling him that he'd been traded. If I was a player, that would really bother me personally.
I mean, it's the business.
So cold-hearted. It's the business. Get over it, kid. Just move on with your life. I can't move on. It would drive me nuts. Now, maybe they were calling him and couldn't get a hold of him because, you know, he was out in Vegas last night doing his thing or whatever. But I like the trade for the Brewers. I'm a big fan of it. I'm a big fan of Andrew Wagner, even though he never comes to pick up his Bengals stuff that I got for him. Check him out. Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.